Michael Crozier.
It's Timmy time!
Come at your ass! Timmy!
Yeah!
Timmy!
Oh, yeah!
He's a little lamb with a
man,
lot
he's a pretty knowledgeable
he's
dude.
He's always having such a lot of fun, a lot of fun!
Knock it out.
Timmy! Oh.
Hey, so I turned on the television set, right? And we always follow ABC News from, or KDOC has a deal with ABC News. And we watch that from 7 to 8. Then we're big KCalers from 8 to 10. And so I'm flipping around and I turn on Channel 4 and I see they're doing a breaking news story in Wilmington. And I thought they were breaking into programming, but that's a regular news slot now. I didn't know that Channel 4 was running news at 7 p.m. I had no idea, right? Did you know that, Croz, that they had a 7 o'clock?
I did not.
What? Bellio didn't know either because she was stunned. I'm shocked that they wouldn't, like, you know, send us like an email and go, hey, we got a brand new newscast here at 7. Another alternative if you're looking for news. It's kind of shocking. All right, well, what the hell? All right, but anyway, horrible story coming out of Wilmington here Channel 4 just covered. Horrible, horrible story.
What we can tell you right now, 3 shooting victims, 2 separate scenes here in Wilmington, less than a mile apart. One on Denny Street where we are, and the other scene is on Eubank Avenue, less than a mile away here in the city of Wilmington. Again, 3 people shot. We do know, sadly, one of those young victims, a 12-year-old boy, has died from his injuries.
A 12-year-old boy has been shot and killed. Right, let that sink in for a little bit. A 12-year-old boy who was probably coming home from school, right? Just an average day. And he now is no longer with us, right? Parents are devastated. Friends are devastated. They'll never be the same. Because if you've ever gone through this, if you've ever been, 10, 11, 12 years old, 13, and you lost a friend in a tragedy, your life is never the same, right? You're always affected by that. Happened to my wife up in Oregon, where she lost one of her friends. I think my wife was 8 or 9 at the time, and she lost one of her friends in a motorhome that was going over a train track, and it stopped on the train track, and the train hit the motorhome.
Oh my God!
And killed this little girl. And you instantly grow up. Your childhood is never the same. And so all the kids who knew this child, this 12-year-old that was shot and killed, they'll never be the same. The parents will never be the same. The community is mourning now. How the hell did this happen, right? This 12-year-old who went to school today, like every single other day in his life, and then comes home, is shot and killed.
That's the very latest live here in Wilmington tonight. Hedy Chang, NBC4 News.
All right, Hedy, and we can tell you as well, if you go topside on this, Ileana Marino has been over the scene since we first learned about this during our 5 o'clock news. Again, this is 2 locations just a mile apart. Ileana?
And Colleen, we're at the second location. This is at Eubank in Anaheim. This is where the fatality occurred. And as you can see, homicide detectives are now on scene, focusing their attention around that dark-colored SUV that's in the middle of the street. Now, this stretch of Eubank is mostly industrial, but it will be shut down for the next several hours just north of Anaheim while the LAPD conducts their investigation. But let me widen out the shot. I'm going to move it about a mile away. I just want to show you the distance from that scene to the scene where Hedy Chang is on the ground. That is the second scene where that 9-year-old girl was shot. That is latest from Wilmington.
So a 12-year-old boy that was shot and killed, and a 9-year-old was shot, and I believe the 9-year-old for now has survived that shooting. But 2 kids have been shot here in LA. Man, that really gives you pause, right? That whatever problems you're going through, you're not going through this.
That is the second scene where that 9-year-old girl was shot. That is latest from Wilmington in News Chopper 4 Alpha. Let's send it back down to you in the studio.
And of course, we'll have the very...
It truly is amazing. I mean, that this is happening in this city. Whatever the circumstances are, it's going to be horrible, right? You'll hear the parents and the friends on these newscasts over the next 2 or 3 days. There'll be a very sad funeral for that 12-year-old that was shot and killed. And you have to start to wonder, you know, I understand when people say enough, right? And then you'll get a group of people gathered around to say enough is enough. We're not going to take it anymore. They'll have signs. They'll have slogans. They'll be loud. And then we'll all go back to our normal lives. But it is so horrible and embarrassing for this city and the worst, right? That a 12-year-old was shot and killed just trying to get by. And another 9-year-old girl was shot. It looks like she survived. You don't even know what to say, you know? It is just, it's beyond horrible. It really, truly is. It happened in Wilmington, and we'll get details, but it is going to be obviously the lead story on all the television newscasts tonight, and it's going to be a horrible week. And this happens, look, there's never, ever, you know, a better time or worse time for you know, this to happen. But I'm telling you, when it happens right before the holidays, it is exceptionally gruesome for that family. And for the brothers and sisters, if that was not an only child, for the extended family, the classmates of that child, all these stories will be coming out over the next couple days, and they're going to be horrible. So just be prepared for that. It is going to be a horrible, horrible story. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Crozier. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. There was a big purchase in the fast food business. Jack in the Box has purchased Del Taco. So I don't know what they're going to do. If Del Taco is going to go away and they're all going to become Jack in the Boxes.
No, I love Del Taco.
I do too.
I stopped at Del Taco on my way home from work Friday night.
Is that right?
I did.
Wow, small world.
Bean burrito with green sauce.
That's your move?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I love Del Taco. I go to the one on Alameda and I think it's San Fernando here. And then there's another one. If that one's crowded, there's another one like a half mile. They're weirdly located. Like you won't be one for like 10 miles and there'll be like three on a block.
Yeah, I only have one near me.
And you get the fries? Fries are always hot.
I don't get the fries.
Really?
Should I get the fries?
Just the burrito with the green sauce.
Yeah, because I get McDonald's fries.
Ah.
After work, I get.
Yeah, you load up.
Yeah, I load up. And then that gets me through the five. And then when I get in Irvine, I get another.
Attack again, huh?
Yeah, you know, for late night TV.
Bellio's great.
What do you think?
Bellio ordered, she orders breakfast from McDonald's, I guess, regularly, because the other day somebody said, "Sharon, is this you?" on the speaker. That's great. Oh, Sharon, is this you?
I'm not telling you anything ever again.
They knew her in the drive-thru by her voice.
They don't know you in and out.
Oh, it's Lightwell.
Sharon, is this you?
They go, "Is this Lightwell?"
Bingo.
That's great. What did you say? Did you say, "I'm never coming back to this one? I'm going to use another one"? Or
no, I said, "Hey."
Hey.
That's good customer service. They know my order.
I guess so, but
I'm happy about it.
I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, pump the brakes a little bit. I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I love McDonald's, but, and I've been going to the same one forever, and they've never said, "Hey, is this you?" You know?
Yeah, they go, "Hey, you."
That was something that Gina Grad said when we were working together. She said, this is one of the most cringe moments in a new couple's life, right? Where the guy sleeps over at her place for the first time, or she sleeps over at his place for the first time. And it's a pretty rough night, right? And everybody's, jumping and juking and jiving and, you know, hitting it pretty hard. And then they wake up the next morning and, you know, your head's on the pillow. You're looking at him and he pops his eyes open and you hear, "Hey, you." "Hey, you." And then you don't know what to do. It's uncomfortable. And then you can't do this. Guys, when you get in this position, don't do this. I know from experience. Don't do this. "Hey, I'll call you later." Man, she'll jump out of bed and rip your eyes open. Right? Because she assumes you're going to call her, right? But to confirm it, like, "Hey, I'll call you later." It's like, what the Christ? Man, she'll jump right out of bed and scratch your eyes out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I love the, you know, maybe like touching him on the nose. "Hey, you." God, it's, I don't know how couples ever make it past that stage.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
"Hey, you."
"Hey, right? You."
And then and then you call him later and you get this. You know, you get a call from a guy who, you know, you just sort of newly interested in. And then he'll do this, or she'll do this. The just checking in.
You hate that, huh?
Ah. Checking in. I'm checking in, right? They don't even say who they are, right? Or they do the "it's me." "Hi, it's me."
You do not like the "it's me."
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of the "it's me."
You know, up until my dad, you know, God rest his soul, he had 6 kids. And even when my dad, before he got, you know, he was ill towards the end of his life, every time I called him, without exception, I'd say, "Hey, Dad, it's Tim." Right? I always said who I was. Right? And my friends used to bust my balls. Like, "Hey, have you ever met this guy? You know, you guys met? You guys have a relationship?" He's got 6 kids. He's got 5 sons.
No, that's just a polite thing to do because it puts them
right
on the spot that they don't know, especially if you have similar voices.
That's right.
Because my sister and I have very similar voices, so my parents can't always tell the difference. So
right.
It's nice to let them know who it is.
And then later on with caller ID, then, you know, and with the cell phone. Like, I still do this with my daughter every time I call her. And I make it, I don't like to tell people how to raise their kids, but I will give you a tip that you should memorize your kid's phone number and not rely on it being in the favorites, right?
Yes.
So everyone, so don't put your kid's number in your favorites for sure, but almost always dial it, right? You got to remember that
memorize
number
it
in case anything happens. In case you don't have your phone, you got to get a hold of your daughter or your son and you don't know their number. The cops look at you like, "The hell's going on with you? You don't know your kid's phone? How many kids do you have?" One. Wait a minute. You have one child and you don't know your kid's phone number? Hey, don't shoot.
So you know her number?
I know her number. Right. So every time I call her, even though she looks at the phone and she knows it's me, I go, "Hey, Soph, it's your dad." And her response, almost every time, "I know."
Well, when you call, and I'm sure with everyone, when you call us, you go, "Hey, it's Conway."
That's right.
You always tell us who it is.
And I almost never call Bellio unless I text her first and say, "Hey, you got a minute?"
Yeah,
I did the other day.
You don't need to do that.
I called the other day and said, "Hey, you got a second," because I didn't text her first.
You even apologized for not texting not
exactly. But I think it's just rude to pop into somebody's life like that.
But making a phone call because they have the choice to accept it or not. I don't think you need to text.
Okay.
I mean, that's nice because it's like if you want to set some time, I'm going to be calling you. We chat.
You know what I also don't like? Maybe I'm getting older. And it was when you're trying, you're texting somebody. And then that little text bubble comes up, right? And then you got to flick it away.
Yeah.
And then they will spell correct. And like, you got to flick it away again.
Yep.
And they're like, "Hey, so are you around?" You flick it away again. You're like, "How can you text me 3 times in less than a minute? Stop." And then you get angry at
and
them.
The little, and then they went back and proofread what they wrote. And then there's the little asterisk. That's
right.
Saying,
exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And then this also irritates me. And again, I might be getting older, right? When somebody calls me. And I look at the phone and I go, "What the Christ do they want? Why are they calling me?"
Oh my God, dude, that's so me.
Why don't they text? I don't know. Why do we have to speak?
Like nobody else is in the room, but yet you still audibly, "What? What do you want?"
I can feel when I call you. I do not call you a lot.
That's right.
And when I
good
do call you, I can tell you're like, this better be good. This better be good.
But I do like, I don't like to talk on the phone. I'm not a phone guy. I hate it. But so I do wrap people up pretty quick. And the way my friends know that I'm wrapping them up, I'm like, buddy, you're a huge stud. I'm like, oh, conversation's over. We're moving on, right?
You do that in person as well.
Yeah. Well, my dad couldn't get out of conversation with anybody to save his life. If my dad went to a party and there was a valet parker, a guy parking cars at the party, if I wasn't with my dad to pull him away, he'd spend 4 hours talking to that guy.
He's a sweet man.
Because the guy would say, hey, I saw you in the Carol Burnett Show. Oh, my dad would go, hey, what was your favorite character? Did you go with your mom or your dad? And all of a sudden, like, hours go by. And the people are walking into the party, and he can't bust out, he can't end a conversation. So I told him pretty later on in life, I mean, maybe he was 60 when I taught him this. I said, Dad, compliment and move. Compliment, hit him on the back and move. You're like, oh, man, you got some funny ass there. I'll talk to you later, man. Compliment and move, right?
Where oh, man, you got a
beautiful car, man. I don't know where you got that. That's great. I don't know if I developed it. I think I just maybe saw it on TV or something. Like, oh, man, you got a beautiful kids. I love those kids, man.
It is one of your, you know, you kind of even move them along because you slap on the back and you kind of move them along.
Right. You're pushing them out of your life.
Or you're launching yourself away.
That's right. All right. When we come back, we have a whip around. So if you like whip arounds, we're going to do one when we come back. We're live on KFI. More now with Crozier.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news.
KFI AM 640. Conway Show. We have a whip around here. Let's crank the music, then I'll ask the question, and you guys all play along, right? All right, Del Taco is being purchased by Jack in the Box. So Jack in the Box is buying Del Taco. The question, how many, as of this month, how many Del Tacos are there in the United States of America?
Oh, my God.
How many Del Tacos restaurants, as my grandmother used to say.
Restaurants.
Going to the restaurants, get a hamburger. How many Del Tacos are there in the United States of America? Let's go with Bellio. Do you know the answer?
I do not.
Okay.
2,500.
2,500 is wrong. Stefouche.
3,500.
Oh, wow. Wrong. Patty, Patty, pew, pew. Angel, tell me something I don't know.
How about 50?
50.
50.
That's right. 50.
I think I've been to 50. All right, T-Dog, Tony, how many Del Tacos are there?
800?
800. All right. Good guess. Not there. Crow!
That is a good guess. I'm going to go with 1,200.
1,200. The actual answer, I believe Tony got it.
Ah.
602.
Ah. Oh, my God. I was going to say 650.
Really?
Damn it.
Ah.
Ah.
602. Who guessed 3,500? Was that Bellio?
Stefouche.
Oh, Steph. 3,500. All right, well, that's not bad,
Why
right?
Why is that such a crazy number?
Well, I mean,
because it was 601.
Like, if you're going to buy let's say you're going to buy a bike and it says $602 on it and you take it up to pay for it and the guy goes, hey, give me $3,500. You're like, what the hell?
Yep. Oh, hell. But you don't know how many there are across the country.
No,
right?
No. You do. I do.
We do.
No. I do.
Oh, you knew before?
No, but I do now.
Well, see, whip around wouldn't be fun if we all knew the answers.
That's why we do it, right? So we don't know the answers. But, you know, we got to do, I think we should come up with an app. Get on this, Bellio. The whip around app so people can play at home.
I was working on that.
Let me check my phone for it.
Well, I've never finished.
I don't see it. I see McDonald's.
I need help.
The App Store.
Chick-fil-A.
No, you know what I was doing? I was saving. Okay. I was saving all of the whip arounds, and I was going to make something of that.
Really?
I was working on it because you pitched this idea years ago.
That's right. We never got around to it. 11 years ago. Hey, by the way, you know what's coming up on December 23rd of this year, right? Which is just 2 weeks away, 2.5 weeks away. December 23rd this year at 8 o'clock. Will mark the exact moment of the 25th year I've been doing radio in LA.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
25 years?
It'll be at 8:05 on December 23rd.
You started your radio career right before Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the candidate for Scotland Yard.
Where? In Los Angeles, right?
Yeah. In Los Angeles, yeah.
So you were the gift that year Los Angeles.
Well, Crozier, it's awfully nice of you, buddy, but I think I'm the continue to be the gift. I worked because of the holidays. You know, people were taking off.
Oh.
And I filled in for somebody. You want to do that whip around?
Let's do the whip around. All right.
Who did I fill in for 25 years ago this month? I filled in for somebody.
Do we get any hints?
At the FM talk station.
Okay
I'll give that's, you I'll give a hint. Hint. I'll give you a hint. It was a sports guy. It's a sports show. All right. A sports show on KLSX. All right. Angel Martinez.
Tom Likas.
No! Very good. If he was a sportscaster. All right, Bellio.
Tom Looney.
Tom Looney's a great, great answer.
That's not correct?
That's not correct, but it's a great answer. Man, that's I almost want to give it to you. That's how great the answer was. All right, Stefarino.
The only guess I would know is Jim Rome.
Jim Rome's another great guess.
That is a good guess.
Wow. All right, Croge.
Rodney Pete.
Rodney Pete is wrong. Tony, sports guy.
Ricky Rackman?
Ricky Rackman's wrong. No. It was Pharrell on the bench.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Remember Pharrell?
Yeah.
Pharrell on the bench. Giants coming to town.
You filled in. You started your radio career as a fill-in sports guy?
Well, he was doing a sports show, but the program director says you don't have to do sports. You know, it wasn't a sports station.
Did
he just happened
sports?
To be sports. I didn't know.
Yeah. And how'd you do that night?
Wait, one at a time. This is like a press conference. Young man in the center. Young man in the center.
Just wondering if you did touch on sports at all.
We did a little bit.
All right.
Yes. All right. Young lady, Sage, I can't see with those lights on.
Yeah. Over here, right here.
To my left or right?
Yes. To your left.
My left.
To your left. Hi.
Oh, there she is. Okay. Hi.
Bellio with Independent Woman.
Okay.
How did you do?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, did you say belly with dependent woman?
Oh, boom.
Depends.
That's hard.
Okay.
Back
yes,
to
ma'am.
The question,
yes,
sir.
Ma'am.
How did you do that first night?
Not good. Not good.
No?
Yeah.
Was it 2 hours?
It was 3 hours.
Ooh.
And I didn't know what to do because they called and said, hey, tomorrow night we have a fill-in that's open. You want to do it? I'm like, yeah, tomorrow night it'll be fine. Right? And I'm like, and then I panic when I got off the phone. I'm like, wait a minute, I got one day to prepare to do it, you know, to start in L.A. So I called Steckler and I said, hey, Steck, you got to do this with me. You got to come on the air and do a radio. He goes, I've never done radio before. I'm like, me too. Right? There's going to be two of us, you know, sitting there panicking. And we got a little buzzed, right, before we went on.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I didn't go that well.
You wouldn't have a copy of that, would you?
I think we do. The last hour, we said, hey, we were taking phone calls all night. We weren't getting anybody to call. Nobody wanted to call. And then for the last hour, we said, hey, if anyone wants to call us up to tell us what we're doing wrong or hate us, here's the, and before I gave the phone number, all 10 lines lit up.
Well, they were listening.
All 10 lines. And you look at the phone, you're like, get me on first with these a-holes. These two guys should be shot. These two guys should be suicidal after this. I'm like, oh boy, this is not going well. And then I looked like even further, and one of them was a family member, like an uncle.
Aww.
Yeah, who loved Pharrell on the bench, and his Uncle Tom. He says, this isn't for you.
Right? Oh wow.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least you made the phones light up.
Yeah, right.
It's a positive.
That's exactly what the program director said. Right? You made those phones really light up. But, you know, I do have that on tape somewhere.
Oh,
I should bring it in.
Do you really?
I beg of you.
I have it on tape. I just recently saw it too. It's on a cassette tape.
We could replay it for Christmas.
For a fill-in?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that, right?
That'd be great.
Well, is the 23rd a weekday? That'll be the exact anniversary.
You say you found it. Did you listen back to it at all?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Do you feel you've improved?
No, not really.
Yeah.
But I knew the station had management problems. And so, okay, it's Thursday. Yeah, we could do it on Thursday, right? We could break it up. I don't have the all 3 hours.
That's
okay. 1 hour.
We'll take it.
So we'll do it on a night that you're here so we can do a run through and a critique, right?
We can do that. All right, then we'll have to do it before the 23rd. But yeah, we can do it. And man, it is going to be tough to listen to. It is not good. Oh man, it is horrible. There's just a lot of pauses and fumfering over stuff and just not very good.
Did you keep air checks of your stuff?
You know, I didn't. Steckler has a lot of it, and you know, back then it was on an MP3.
Yeah.
So those things were like $24 a tape.
Right.
And they only had 1 hour. So to record the show was $100 every night. And the station's like, we're not doing that. And so it wasn't for 4 or 5 more years that they put them on CD. So I did nothing for the first like 4 years, but I have found some pretty interesting old, you know, crap. Like we have, I interviewed, George Carlin for an hour. That was kind of cool. That was great.
You have to find that.
I'll find it. But I'll tell you a quick story. George Carlin, we call him, he drives himself in, he's on for an hour. And I couldn't believe it. He's sitting across from us, right? This is George Carlin. And I said, I have every one of your tapes, cassette tapes, you know, VHS, except What Am I Doing Here in New Jersey? And he goes, oh, okay, that's actually one of the better ones. That's one you should have instead of all the other ones. I get to work the next day and a delivery guy comes with two of them, one for me, one for Steck, signed by George Carlin.
Wow.
That's the kind of guy he was, right? He had in his own dime, delivered, you know, with a couple other cassette tapes or VHS tapes. That's the kind of guy he was. Unbelievable, man. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Croce. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. So the Pastathon numbers are in. We talked about them last hour, but we'd also like to talk about them this hour and the next hour because they're so good. They're a record. We've never had this much money and this much pasta and sauce donated ever. So if you contributed, we can't thank you enough. If you thought about contributing and you couldn't contribute, maybe next year, but we're not getting down on you for that. Everybody's gone through hell over the last couple of years. So please don't feel guilty, you know, that you didn't help out this year or you couldn't. Maybe next year. But just spreading the word on social media. We had one lady who said she couldn't afford to donate this year, but her name was Gail, I think. But she said she's going to put it out on social media. And man, she put it out like everywhere on social media to her like 20,000 followers. So that was great. And I think that sometimes helps more than, you know, donating, you know, a couple of bucks. But anyway, the final numbers, $873,948. Nearly $1 million. Very close to $1 million. $873,948. And man, this station, we couldn't thank you enough, right? I don't know how we can repay you for your generosity other than just keep thanking you over and over and over. But it is so great. This is the best audience ever. And we don't just say that, you know, sort of like just, you know, kissing up to this audience. I really think that this audience is the smartest, is the kindest, and the most well-mannered. I was talking to the guys and gals who run Oak Tree Law, and they said every time they get a call from a KFI listener, they're always yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. They're very well-mannered. He said some other stations, you know, a little fuzzy with the, with their manners. Yeah, but this one, man, they knock it out. They absolutely knock it out. So 800. $73,948 and 95,538 pounds of pasta and sauce. 95,538 pounds.
What were the numbers we beat from last year?
770.
And the pasta?
I think it was 65.
Wow.
Was the pasta. But it's incredible, right? Let me see what the, let me see here a second. Okay. All right. Let me, all right. The average car in the United States weighs 2,871 pounds. The average car weighs 2,871 pounds. Okay. So if you take 95,538 and you divide it by 2,871, it's like somebody donated 33 cars.
Oh, wow.
Of pasta.
I love that.
Isn't that crazy? Like that. 33 cars. If you turned them all into pasta and sauce, that's how much. That's a lot.
What kind of cars?
Oh, I don't know. Automobiles, maybe an Oldsmobile, a Buick, you know, one of the older types. But yeah, the average car weighs 2,871 pounds. So 33 cars. 33. That's a cool number, right?
33.
Yeah. That is wild. But anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you. And also we'd like to thank the Max and Rex's mom and dad.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's I think it's Jenny and Kirk are their names.
Yes.
And they sent us a nice box of chocolate. Jenny has the book out for not vegans, but it's
gluten.
Gluten. Yes. Yes. And it's called F Gluten.
No.
And they spell out the whole F word.
That's a great name.
It's pretty popular, right? All right, we'll come back with the exact title of that book. We're live on KFI AM 640.